This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe anything he just said?
Well, you know what? They pressed him further yesterday in his Zoom availability with the media, where he was asked, who's making the decisions around this place on who's the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns?
And is the decision to stick with him yours exclusively?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the question. As you guys know, I make decisions for our football team, but I obviously consult with Andrew. We talk about everything that goes on with our football team, but ultimately it's my decision, yes.
I know you said that and asked about the decision to stick with Deshaun as the starting quarterback. You mentioned that, you know, you obviously have conversations with Andrew Berry, but it ultimately comes down to you. I was curious, I mean, in the midst of deciding to stick with Deshaun, do you have conversations with the Haslams, with Jimmy? Are they involved with these conversations? Or is it just the football operations in terms of you and Andrew?
Yeah, as you can imagine, I talked to Andrew, I talked to ownership about our football team. But again, I want to continue to reinforce, we have to play better as a football team. I know we have to play better on offense. I need to do my part to make sure that we're playing better on offense. But this is a football team. This is the greatest team sport there is.
So I know he's doing what you would expect him to do is, all right, let's get it back. Let's get it off this line of questioning. Let's talk about, I got to get better. That's something we've heard over the years after every loss. He's pretty even keel on those things. People were criticizing him for that and putting mashups of that together. I mean, he's done that for 4 years after every loss. It probably doesn't mean anything to anybody. When he started out by saying that he talks to Andrew Berry a lot, makes sense, right? I asked the question yesterday, and I don't think we fully fleshed it out on the air. I know I asked it out on social media. How is the hierarchy right now? And has it changed at all since day one? I'm genuinely asking. This isn't me, because stuff has hit the fan, so this is when it matters. When they're winning, nobody cares.
I don't think it's hit the fan quite yet. See, okay. You say that, like, when are you going to get mad? You wait. It'll happen. I think Sunday may be the day. I think Monday may be the day I clear the room and decide to...
Sunday was really bad. I mean, they got humiliated.
No, I think this Sunday is going to be even worse. Devontae Smith is coming back. A.J. Brown's coming back. You tell me.
Okay, so my question is, do you think the structure of their front office and the way that they talk to coach and then add DePodesta in there, do you think it's the exact same today as it was last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And I genuinely am asking... because I'm curious.
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't know. I would assume it still is, but I don't know from day to day. I don't know. Like, I think they want alignment. I think they do. But Tone, I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I'm looking for answers I don't necessarily have right now.
Well, does he?
Guys, I feel worse than ever. I don't believe that he might have the decision. But I think a lot of people, they say that they would make a change. I think he knows that once he makes that change, it's over.
You know also, let's just be honest about it. In a locker room, and I believe we're going to be talking to somebody who's in a locker room a little bit later in the show at 9 o'clock. We have Rodney McLeod, right,
yeah.
In the studio.
Oh,
so,
my God.
In the locker room. So yeah. Let's just be flat out honest.
Poor Rodney.
If a coach has to consult with anybody to make a quarterback change, then he has no power in a locker room, and the players will see through that. The players have to know that the coach, and only the coach, can make a determination on whether to remove a guy from a football field.
I am asking this question. I am not making an excuse for him. Let it please be on the record. Is it possible that he knows the tremendous responsibility and what entails not playing him? Not playing, like, it very well he could take his ball and go home and they could still be on the hook for so much more money. I mean, they owe him, what, $92 million over the next couple of years here? So he could very well just take his ball and go home. I don't know how that would all work. I don't think he's going to be a backup. I don't know what they would do. It's to him, he's a head coach of the team. To us, it feels like the horses are all out of the barn and they're all over the fields and there's no chance of getting some of them back. To him, he's like, how do I win on Sunday against Philadelphia? How do I keep the other 52 involved? So he's trying to balance how to keep the other 52 involved and then do this, because it's not just going to be where he doesn't play or he stands on the sidelines. I would be shocked if he just stands on the sidelines and puts a headset on or puts an earpiece in and just stands there with his arms folded and watches the game and claps it up for his teammates. I think such a stink will be raised. It will be a distraction like you can't believe. And I feel that he would say he's taking his season and throwing it in a fireplace. And so many people are listening right now and you guys are going, Ken, they're 1-4. The season's already in the fireplace. Guys, I get it. I get it, but he's the guy who has to find a way to win each and every week. So we're different. We're already looking for greener pastures here as fans. He's got to figure out how to pull the nose up on this thing this week. I have to live in both realities. Our realities, which is they're 1-4, and this thing's going nowhere, and their reality is going, I got to find a way to beat the Eagles this week and get this thing at 2-4 and try to climb out of this hole that we're in.
So 100%, I believe what you're saying.
That's a terrible explanation, but it's the truth.
But I believe what you're saying, that Stefanski absolutely is taking all of that into consideration. But that's a little different from what I'm saying, which is,
I know,
do the players in the locker room think when it comes time to do what is necessary that the coach will be allowed, think of that phrasing, to bench a player
that
he needs to bench?
As of right now, I can't say yes. As of right now, no.
And if that's the case, that's why the bad body language, that's why it looks like guys are giving up, and that is a tough thing for them to come to grips with.
What scares me the most out of this is we're doing this, and we've done it before as a franchise. This is a football team that right now we are looking for fingers to blame. Instead of trying to win football games as fan bases, we are looking for people to blame. We are very closely, and I think it's already happening. I don't want to just say it yet, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. We're getting close to the point of, is this a football team or are we just trying to figure out whether or not we're trying to convince ourselves that this quarterback still has it? It's not figuring out. I think we all know. I think we're trying to convince ourselves that the quarterback still has it. So we're making up different excuses. Well, it's got to be Kevin. Well, it's got to be Ken. Well, it's got to be the offensive line. Well, let's wait until Nick comes back. Are we trying to win football games or are we trying to figure out a way to justify the massive investment? Because that's not a football team. That's just a showcase for failure. And that ain't going to get it done. So the things that, like, Dan Orlovsky is saying about the worst situation in professional sports starts to ring true to a lot of fans.
Well, we still have more Stefanski audio to get to.
We got this.
I told Owen, I can't wait to break this down, we broke down 10 seconds of it. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.